You don't have to be a scientist to know the Ganges is polluted.
Really smells.
I'm in Kanpur, the centre of India's huge leather industry.
There's a tannery.
Much of the leather produced here is exported to Europe and the US.
It's really powerful. Very strong. And what kind of waste do we have in here?
Yeah, highly chemicalized and toxic water.
Yeah.
Wastewater coming from the tanneries. And you know, tanneries use a variety of chemicals, hundreds of chemicals.
Including really dangerous chemicals like chromium they use to soften the leather, don't they?
Yeah. Chemicals having heavy metals and pesticides as well.
So which ones are tanneries here?
But the government says it is making progress reducing pollution. And to prove it, we've been given permission to go out with a team of pollution control officers on a surprise inspection of the leather tanneries.
Come in. Whoa, this is a bit different. Mm. So look, he's stopping something happening down there. Oh, yeah. What are you stopping? Why are you stopping? Who is in charge of this place? 4 days. There's 4 days of flesh. This is where they strip the flesh from the hive. There are huge puddles of water, and the water has that distinctive blue. It's blue because there's chrome in it.
Yeah.
And there's hides here that clearly have been treated with the chrome. This does not look so good.
That tidy. That much
this,
tidy,
this
yeah.
This does not look tidy at tidy. All. What at you, all. Looks disgusting.
Yeah.
The effort to clean the river is more than just an environmental project.
How do you get across?
It's being seen as a crucial test of India's ability to modernise, because it means tackling corruption.
Oh man, it's like walking on rubber.
And enforcing effective regulation, as well as massive investment in sewage and effluent treatment infrastructure. It is clear there is still a long way to go. Meanwhile, the government says it has raised pollution standards and has already closed more than 100 tanneries. It says its Clean Ganga mission is a key priority, but warns it will take time.
We are not saying that the whole Ganga mission will be complete in 5 years. No, 5 years will ensure that there is a marked difference. But it's a long project. Rhine and Thames were same dirty 50, 60 years ago, but they also took nearly 20 years to completely change the overall ecology of that. And we will also achieve it.
It will take sustained effort and constant vigilance to clean this mighty river. But Mr. Modi has a key advantage: the fact that so many Indians want him to succeed.